This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross, along with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Interior Alaska winters are typically cold and snowy, but also periodically punctuated by dramatic warm-ups. And one of those so-called Chinook events was historic. Rick, take us back to December 1934.
Fairbanks had an amazing 5 days in a row with high temperatures in the 50s. And two of those days had low temperatures above freezing. It had been a warm autumn. There wasn't very much snow on the ground, and it was warm enough and windy enough that all the snow disappeared, and it wound up leading to Fairbanks's only brown Christmas of record.
I did not realize we'd ever had a brown Christmas. That's startling.
It is startling. There was 5 inches of snow on the ground the first days of December that year, but the Chinook melted it all, and there was hardly any snow until right after Christmas. So even though it got cold, in fact, it got into the 20s below around winter solstice, there was just patchy snow left.
And do you have information, I know it's looking a ways back, but that sort of explains why that Chinook was so powerful?
There was a series of two or three storms that plowed into the Gulf of Alaska coast. There was extreme rainfall and flooding at both Cordova and Seward during that. And so very warm air, very moist air, just the perfect setup for an utterly unprecedented event. We have never seen anything like that before in Alaska weather records, and nothing of that duration since.
A Pineapple Express on steroids.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.